never gotten a very nice woman like Shafre. She's so beautiful, so sexy, so romantic, and so beautiful. Tomorrow is our BD.
President Museveni was at the scene of the crime this morning following the shooting of Ibrahim Abiriga, the MP Arua municipality, as he was approaching his home in Matuga, Wakiso district. Abiriga was an outstanding, outspoken admirer of President Museveni, and he was among the leading opponents of lifting the age limit. It's not clear yet about the motive of the shooting. Abiriga was on his way home in his stylish yellow car. Oh, rest in peace, Abiriga. Honorable Colonel Abiriga. According to the eyewitnesses, the incident happened at around 7 when the legislator was returning home. The two motorcycles came following Abiriga's vehicles before one of them overtook the vehicle, whereas the second one stayed behind, said one of the eyewitnesses who preferred the anonymity so as to speak freely. We had a shower of bullets and everyone ran for their lives. According to the eyewitnesses, as usual, Abiriga had slowed down to greet the locals at his village as he returned from work. It is heard that the occupants of the first motorcycle sprayed bullets on Abiriga's vehicle. The second one fired bullets in the air to disperse people. After being showered with bullets, the legislator's vehicle would later hit a tree. At the scene, bullet holes could be seen on both doors of the yellow bedlets as well as the front car screen. The Kampala Metropolitan Area Police spokesperson Luke confirmed the burglar's death together with his bodyguard. The killed bodyguard was Abiriga's brother, Said Butele, 57 years old, was Arua Municipality MP, retired Colonel Ibrahim Abiriga's young brother, with whom they were killed. One of the Abiriga's brother, Mr. Salim Saleh Darwish, said Butele, who was acting as the MP's bodyguard, had just returned from a peacekeeping mission in Somalia last month. Butele was encouraged to join the army by Abiriga in order to fight for peace in Uganda, said Mr. Drasi. He said their death is a double and great loss to the family. Butele was in the UPDF and he was reportedly picked by Abiriga to be his bodyguard after he joined politics. His body and that of Abiriga, 62 years old, will be flown to Arua tomorrow afternoon. The two will be buried on Monday at their home in Lukodo village in Rhino Camp sub-county in Arua district on Monday. Butele had 6 children. May his soul rest in peace. May their soul rest in peace. Oh, by the way, who was Abiriga? He wore yellow from head to toe. He will be remembered for a number of things, including his vocal support for the removal of presidential age limit. Yet he was also a friendly and a good fellow. In 2015, Ibrahim Abiriga, then he was the Yumbe Residence District Commissioner, he resigned to join politics. Abiriga resigned 2 weeks ago to focus on his campaign on the Arua Municipality MP seat. Abiriga then became famous when he urinated on the wall of Ministry of Finance in September 2007, and he was later charged with being a public nuisance and appeared before Grade 1 Magistrate Beatrice Kahanza. I was badly off. This is what he spoke. Should I have kept urine on myself? What is the problem with that? Abiriga said in a televised interview at the entrance of Parliament Chambers. In 1971, Abiriga joined the army but applied to continue with school under the Department of Education at Grammar Secondary School, where he completed ordinary level. After 9 months of training, Abiriga was deployed in the Secret Service at Makindi Military Police in Kampala. In 1967, he sat for his primary leaving examination, PLV, at Rhino Camp Primary School. In 1973, he sat for his Uganda Certificate Education at Kampala Grammar Secondary School. Wow! He later went on to do a certificate in administrative law at Uganda Christian University. He also went ahead to do another certificate in public administration at Uganda Christian University and a certificate in public administration and management at Makerere University in 2011 and 2015, respectively. In 1956, the current Arua Municipality Member of Parliament, MP, Kano Ibrahim Abiriga, was born in the West Nile region. Wow. In 1971, he joined the Uganda Army and mostly served as a manager of Pakuba Lodge in the present-day Madishan Falls National Park. After the overthrow of Idi Amin in 1979, he flew to Congo and Sudan in exile. He formed fighting groups to fight the new successive government in Kampala. In 1986, the 1,200-strong UNRAF joined Museveni's NRA and were mostly formed in two NRAs. 73 battalions. Ibrahim Abiriga, who had also joined the NRA in 1986, rose to become the 2nd Division Administrative Officer, DAO. He served in that position from 1988 to 1999, where his active military career informally ended. A decade later, Abiriga contested for Madi Okolo parliamentary seat, but he lost to the opposition candidate. Consequently, President Museveni appointed Abiriga to the position of RDC of Arua District. However, in June 2015, he quit the position of RDC to run for Member of Parliament for Arua Municipality on the Museveni's party ticket. In September 2015, Abirga was suspiciously nominated by the Electoral Commissioner, not in Arua but in Kampala. In February 2016, the Electoral Commission disqualified him from contesting for the Arua municipality. The EC's decision reversed the district returning officer's earlier decision that had nominated him. A week to the election day, Museveni ordered the Electoral Commission to reinstate Abirga on the ballot paper. Abirga won the resultant election until his death today. He was the MP for Arua Municipality, or Member of Parliament for Arua Municipality. May his soul rest in eternal peace.